This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Taliban said Friday their fighters had captured five major provincial capitals in Afghanistan, including southern Kandahar, western Herat, northeastern Kahar-i-Naw, southern Lashkar-Gah, and strategically important Ghazni. The capital of the southern province of Zabul, Khalat, also fell Friday to the Taliban, according to the province's council chief. The stunning victories have brought the Islamist insurgents a step closer to the national capital, Kabul, where beleaguered Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's government would not respond to media queries about the battlefield status. A Taliban spokesman said in a statement his fighters were determined to push ahead with their offensives to take control of all of the provinces, urging Afghan security forces in the remaining areas to end resistance and not risk their lives. Critics and international military experts are shocked at the way the U.S.-trained Afghan security forces, with an investment of tens of billions of dollars, have crumbled in the face of insurgent advances. The United States is rushing in troops to speed up evacuations in Afghanistan. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said Friday there are existing U.S. troops stationed at the Hamid Karzai International Airport, three battalions of troops, two Marine battalions, and an Army infantry battalion currently stationed in the Middle East will soon supplement the force at the airport. Kirby says commanders are aware of how fast the Taliban is advancing in Afghanistan.
We have noted, and we have noted with great concern, the speed with which they have been moving and the lack of resistance that they have faced. And we have been nothing but honest about that. And I think I'll leave it there.
As the Pentagon announced its troop movements, NATO envoys were meeting Friday in Brussels to discuss the developments in Afghanistan. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. U.S. health regulators have approved COVID-19 vaccines for those with weak immune systems. AP's Rita Foley reports.
If you have a severely weakened immune system, the FDA says you can get a booster shot of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines. Just wait at least 28 days after getting your second shot before you get the booster. But the FDA's decision applies only to this high-risk group. That's likely no more than 3% of U.S. adults. This is not an opening for booster doses for the general population. Health officials are continuing to closely monitor if and when the average American's immunity wanes enough to require boosters for everybody. I'm Rita Foley.
A federal judge is refusing landlords' requests to put the Biden administration's new eviction moratorium on hold, even though she made clear she thinks it's illegal. U.S. District Judge Dabney Friedrich on Friday said her hands are tied by an appellate ruling the last time courts considered the evictions moratorium in the spring. Alabama landlords who are challenging the moratorium are likely to appeal. Friedrich wrote that the new temporary ban on evictions the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention imposed last week is substantially similar to the version she ruled was illegal in May. At the time, Friedrich put her ruling on hold to allow the administration to appeal. A group of moderate Democrats in the House of Representatives is demanding quick passage of the infrastructure bill that's made it through the U.S. Senate. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Nine Democratic members of Congress, regarded as centrists, have sent House Speaker Nancy Pelosi a letter threatening to scuttle a fiscal blueprint outlining $3.5 trillion in spending on social programs and the environment, unless the separate $1 trillion infrastructure measure is first enacted into law. Progressives have demanded virtually the opposite. Before an infrastructure vote, they want the social and environment package to be ready to go. Solid Republican opposition seems certain, so Democrats can only pass legislation if they lose no more than three votes. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The death toll from Turkey's flash floods soared to 31 on Friday as President Recep Tayyip Erdogan visited one of the hardest hit cities to lead a prayer for the victims and pledge government help. The devastation across Turkey's northern Black Sea regions comes just as the disaster-hit country was getting over hundreds of wildfires that killed eight people and destroyed forests in the south. Turkey's rugged Black Sea coast is dotted with villages built along valleys that frequently experience heavy flooding in the summer months, but some longtime residents of the region said this year's flooding was the worst they could recall. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.